الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والوزن يومئذ الحق فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected brothers and elders, we had been discussing a few weeks ago some incidents regarding the hereafter and the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in the Holy Quran and through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the various phases that we'll have to pass after we leave this dunya. Those realities that we could not even fathom and understand and comprehend has been with the love and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us so that preparations can be made for that life to come, which are real realities. In reality, the real life is the life of the akhirat and all the phases that will come after we leave this dunya. That's why I think Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu that had mentioned that all the people are actually asleep, and at the time of death will the real eyes open. When we begin to see the realities, then the eyes will really open. However, we had mentioned that among the phases of the Akhirah on the day of judgment, one will be the Pul Sirat, and there will be total darkness there. We will need a lot of light and illumination on that day. We had mentioned various amal a few weeks ago, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us and informed us that this is where we can gather the light on the day of judgment. And among those actions were very briefly walking to the masjid in the darkness and establishing the 5 daily salat, together with that reciting verses of the Holy Quran, reciting the Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, and reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This white hair that comes onto a face and the head of a mu'min, this also will become a nur on the day of judgment. Similarly, helping a Muslim brother, taking away his difficulty and hardship, will be granted with nur on the day of judgment. And remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the marketplace, making the zikr of Allah when we go to the bazaars, this will also be a means of nur for us on the day of judgment. Person that has a haircut after is coming out of ihram, all the hair that fall on the ground will become a means of nur. Similarly, throwing the pebbles at the jamarat also become the means of nur. These are some actions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned to us. Other ulama kiram mentioned that all the good actions are nur. They'll create a nur, the recitation of the Quran and going good towards the next person, making the zikr of Allah. Whatever good action a person carries out, giving charity, etc., this will become a means of nur, this world as well as the hereafter. Another phase or another place in the day of judgment will be the scales, wherein the amal of every human being will be put onto the scales, except those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempts. There will be some people that will be exempted. They will get the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thereafter directly enter into paradise. There will be some people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter into paradise without reckoning. But the general rule is mentioned in the Quran or in the hadith, we understand there will be a phase when the person will come to the scales. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this in this verse, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ, that the scales or the weighing of the deeds on that day, it is a fact, it is an established truth, and it will happen. And we are informed about this in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Then also we are informed that what is the purpose of this exercise, or what is the purpose of the weighing of the deeds? Then it is mentioned further, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, those people whose scales will be heavy, their balances will be heavy, and the scales of justice or the balance of justice will be heavy, the pans of justice will be heavy. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they will be the people that will be successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and those people whose scales will be light. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ, those will be the people that caused harm to themselves, that have caused destruction to themselves because they were unjust with our verses. And فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ, those people whose scales will be heavy, they will be in a very life that is very pleasing, very good, and very comfortable. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٍ, and those people whose scales will be light, then they will be destroyed and destined towards the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. So here in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this reality, that this is a reality. Some commentators mention very strikingly that the reason for this is man normally cannot fathom, and things that he cannot fathom, he feels hard to accept or hard to be comfortable with. So here a thought comes to mind that these actions have no outer form, have no outer shape. It's not something that is existent, or it's not something that is lasting. You carry out an action now, whether it is salat, zakat, tilawat, whatever, and the next moment it is complete, and you cannot see it, and you cannot even preserve it. How is it that it will be weighed? So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His glory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through His magnificence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir over everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give those, either according to the commentators, either what it means here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give forms to those actions that we carry out. And this is also substantiated in the hadith. For example, a person who does not give zakat, then that wealth will take the form of a serpent and a snake, and it will be circled around his neck, and it will tell him, I am your wealth and I am your treasure, and it will cause him harm and pain and discomfort. Here we find that it has taken a form of a shape. Similarly, the good deeds will take a form of a good companion in the qabr of a person and become a means of his solace and peace and comfort. So we find in the light of the hadith that this is also mentioned, they take different forms, actions will take different forms, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will be weighed. Some hadith give this meaning that the people themselves, they'll be weighed. That's why it mentioned one hadith that sometimes the person will come on the day of judgment, a very heavy person, but he will weigh, not even his weight will not even be equal to a mosquito on the day of judgment. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا الْكُفَّارِ. We will not establish a weight for them on the day of judgment. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, regarding which once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when people looked at his very thin legs, that by Allah, on the day of judgment, on the scales, he will be heavier than the mountain of Uhud. So here we find sometimes references made to people being weighed, and sometimes reference being made that the book of deeds will be weighed. Book of deeds will be weighed. We know that famous hadith where one person has 99 registers of evil and sin, and on one hand he has the shahada, and when the shahada is put onto the scales, this piece of paper will be taken out and put onto the scales. It will outweigh all the evil deeds there. So here we understand that the book of deeds will be put onto the scales. However, whatever manner this will be done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality, but in essence what we ought to understand is they will definitely, these deeds will be definitely weighed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are those deeds? What are those heavy deeds that you ought to be looking for and gathering and accumulating in this dunya and hankering after and worrying about and be concerned as far as our wife and our children, etc. is concerned, to get the real sarmaya, so to say, to get the real wealth and the real capital for the day of judgment. All the other capitals and all the other resources will be exhausted when our eyes close. But these will be the things that will go with us. These that will bring the weight on the day of judgment will go with us, because they are linked with amal and with good deeds. And that is outlined in many ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, it is essential for us to acquaint ourselves with these deeds and to carry them out in abundance, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees for us, for me and for you and for all of us, this weight that we require on the day of judgment. To mention the hadith, among the hadith that we hear always very often, especially at the time of Khatm Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi completes his book with this very hadith, that there are two words, kalimatani habibatani ilallah rahman, there are two words or two sentences that are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khafifatani ala al-lisan, and they are very light on the tongue. Saqilatani fil mizan, and they are very heavy, or they are heavy on the scales. And what are those two kalimas, and what are those two words? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us, and Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, even before quoting the hadith, mentions in the end of the chapter that this is the bab and chapter where the deeds of man and even the words of man, a'malu bani adam wa aqwaluhum wa qawluhum tuzan, that even not only the actions but even this words that we mentioned, this will also be weighed on the day of judgment. That is why we should be very careful as far as our speech is concerned, lest we say such things that will cause us harm and to our detriment on the day of judgment. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that among the things that will be heavy on the scales of the day of judgment is these two words, Subhanallah, or two sentences, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, wherein we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah, together with these praises, and glory be to Allah, who is most great and is most mighty and exalted. Here, very simple words to say, but will be heavy on the day of judgment. Very simple for us to say, and no restriction here. Person says it while in the masjid, while walking towards his car, while he's at home. The women folk read it while they are cooking their food, etc. And so easy to say, khafifatani ala al-lisan. We get time, we should go to the Qurra, they will explain to us. They're very light on the tongue. The words that I use here also, the alphabets that I use here also, are very, very easy to pronounce. So, khafifatani ala al-lisan. Very, very easy and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the person looks for those things that is beloved. I will look for those things that is beloved, that is loved by my son. To please my son, who is beloved to me, I will look for things that please him. Here we are told that the formula, this is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should do that so that we can become more acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Yet in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that the word Subhanallah in itself is so great that it fills up one half of the pan of the scales. And Alhamdulillah fills up the other half. Subhanallah fills up one half of the pan of the scales and Alhamdulillah fills up the other half. So simple words, but imagine so weighty in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No restriction also to tell them. That is why we will find the virtue of this mentioned in the Quran also in so many places. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكْ قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. So many verses in the Holy Quran expound this reality that make tasbih, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, after the daily salat, we are told to read this 33 times each. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And as I mentioned previously, that the aman of deen are so beautiful that they do not have only one virtue. We have one virtue and that's the end. No. This is that very tasbih that was prescribed to the Sahaba when they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about the rich people, how they had gone before us and how they had preceded us as far as good deeds were concerned. They go for Hajj and they go for Umrah and they give charity. Show us some action so that we can also reach up to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that this is such an action, adraktum. You will get together, you will get close to those people that have surpassed you and have beaten you and have gone before you, you will come to them. And at the same time, the people after you will not reach your rank. And what is that action? 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. A very, very simple action. But imagine the effect of that action. Here in this hadith is this, that even the rich people that carry out so many good deeds because of their wealth, increased wealth, you will reach up to them. And similarly, those people that are behind you will not reach up to you if you carry out this action after every salat. And together with that, here in this hadith, we understand that Subhanallah fills up one half of the pan of the scales of the day of judgment, and Alhamdulillah, the other half. Yet so simple actions, but so valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should take cognizance, Allah ta'ala gives us tawfiq to implement in our daily lives. Very easy to be mentioned and very easy to be heard, but to implement in the life becomes very difficult. That is why we find so simple it is, so much value, but so difficult to implement. To read 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Akbar, after every salat, not only the Fajr and Asr salat, but after every salat. So this was the second action mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is weighty on the day of judgment. The third action in one hadith is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us word to this effect, that there is nothing more weighty on the scales than good character and good akhlaq. Good character and good akhlaq is misconstrued sometimes. A person feels just to smile with everybody means I have a good character. No, this may be part of good character that we meet amicably with people around us, but together with that is to rid ourselves from those characteristics that are base and not proper, like greed, jealousy, hatred, etc., love of wealth, love of position, etc., and to establish good characteristics within us. That is actually real akhlaq and good akhlaq, where a person has tawazu, reality, he has the person is humble, and similarly the person has love for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, he has other great attributes of taqwa and piety and sabr and shukr, etc. These is the reality of good deeds, of good character and good akhlaq. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the most weightiest thing on the day of judgment on the scales would be good akhlaq, would be good character, something Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to develop within ourselves. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to Abu Zar radiallahu anhu I'll tell you about two such things that are not very difficult on people, yet they are very weighty on the day of judgment. And what are those two actions? One of them is same, good akhlaq and good character. The other one is to observe silence and not to speak unnecessarily. Imagine how beautiful here, person who just observes silence and does not speak unnecessarily, this will also become a means of weight on the day of judgment, where his scales will be weighed heavy on the day of judgment. In one hadith is mentioned that one person will come on the day of judgment and he will look at his book of deeds and he will find very few deeds there, very few good deeds. He'll become perplexed and very worried about this, and suddenly he will find something coming up like a cloud and going on to the pan of scales, and that pan of scales will become heavy. Then it will be told to him, this is in lieu of the deen and the iman that you taught to the people, this is the reward that you got, that this was continued to go from one person to another, and all the good actions the people carried out, you had got the reward to the extent of the good actions that they carry out. Proportionately, you were also rewarded because you were the means of spreading this deen and this iman to other people. So teaching the deen to other people, teaching good actions to other people, also is a means of a person's weight being increased or the scales becoming heavier on the day of judgment. In one hadith, we understand that when a person attends the janazah of a person and waits until the burial and goes to the graveyard, then he gets two qirat sawab. And the reward of one qirat is this, the reward of two qirat are put onto the scales. And the reward of one qirat is equal to Mount Uhud. Reward of one qirat is equal to Mount Uhud. Here in the hadith is mentioned, the person who attends the janazah salat and remains there only for the salat, he gets the reward of one qirat. And if he goes and accompanies the bier and the janazah to the qabristan, then he will get two qirat. And one qirat is equal to Mount Uhud. Can you imagine the weight of Mount Uhud is being put on the scales for this person who has just attended the janazah salat of a person. And the person that has gone further, the weight equal to two qirat is equivalent to two qirat is put onto his scales. Similarly, it is mentioned in the hadith that that person, the good deeds that he carries out, the expenditure that he incurs in fulfilling the needs of his wife and family, this is among the first things that will be put on the scales on the day of judgment. Otherwise, a person spends for the needs of his wife and children, even this will not go in vain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward this, and the reward of that will be put onto the scales. One hadith is mentioned expressing the excellence of the scholars, the ink of the scholar on one hand, and on the other hand, the blood of the martyr, both of them will be put onto the scales on the day of judgment. And the ink of the scholar will be more heavier than the blood of the martyr, to show the status, the great status of the person that is acquiring the deen and learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his ink will be more heavier than the blood of the martyr on the day of judgment. So these are some actions that I mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ensure and to make easy, to facilitate for us the acquiring of these actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned this. And there are so many other actions that I mentioned. On one occasion, our respected Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentioned that there is one person who will come on the day of judgment, and when he was standing there and his scale of deeds was, as far as his good deeds were concerned, was very light. Suddenly he found a packet that had come out from nowhere and come onto the sky of the good deeds, and the good deeds had outweighed the evil deeds. And it was told to him, this is the sand and soil that you had thrown into the grave of your Muslim brother. When one of your Muslim brothers had passed away and you had gone there, you had taken the soil and sand and covered him with it and threw it into the grave, which we know is also one of the adabs of burial, that when a person goes to the graveyard, then at least we can do what the least we can do is take three handfuls of soil and throw it into the grave. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Very simple action, yet we find many are such that do not carry out this action. Here Hazrat mentions, Hazrat Dawud Barakatuh mentioned that come, it was told to him, this is the soil that you have thrown into the grave of your Muslim brother. It became a means of his salvation here on this day, on the day of judgment. One verse in one place, as the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, in the virtues of Durood mentions that one person will come with a similar predicament on the day of judgment, where the book of deeds, where his scales will be very light as far as his good deeds are concerned. And then there will come a very handsome personality with a small piece of paper and put it onto the scales that will tip the scales in his favor. He will turn around and address this personality and say, who are you? And how handsome you are and how good you are. And thereafter, it will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will say that I am the Rasul of Allah, and this is the durood that you had sent to me on the day of judgment. that you have sent to me, and now I'm giving it to you. In other words, the reward has been given to you here in this form, that a little piece of paper is put there on the scales, and the scales become heavy and mighty. So this also becomes, we had mentioned, it becomes a means of nur on the day of judgment, the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here it becomes a means of weighing his deeds, making his book of deeds, making his scale, the pan of scales heavy as far as his good deeds are concerned. Similarly, it's the means of rahmat coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. For every durood a person recites, then 10 mercies come down to a person, and so many more benefits for just this one action. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and guidance to take real cognizance of these realities that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. Like one of our learned friend had mentioned, that it is very strange that every day we are proceeding towards the akhirat, every single day, but yet sometimes we are so unmindful and we are not even aware of where we are going. Every single day, every single moment takes us towards this place where we are going, which is the Maidan al-Hashr and the death and the grave and the realities of the day of judgment, yet we are totally unaware. We are totally oblivious of this reality, and we are so busy engaged in the worldly activities. No, we need to create a balance and to know our real destination. Even that little child who is traveling with his parents in the car is so anxious after every few moments, wants to know that when is that destination coming? When is that town coming? In fact, it does not say, when are we reaching that town? It says, when is Durban coming? Or when is Newcastle coming? Or when is Johannesburg coming? Eagerly waiting, all the time conscious of the destination that he is going to. We should be more conscious of our destination. Every day that goes by takes us closer to our destination. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and guidance to make the due preparations. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.